Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm still counting and waiting on deals for wide receivers. We've got the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Buffalo Bills, the Denver Broncos, other teams that have made calls about wide receivers. We've got the New Orleans Saints sitting on a collection of wide receivers in which I think at least one will be dealt. And if I had to bet, I would say Rashid Shaheed is the guy that interests most teams for his speed and his talent, and the guy whose contract is up after this year, who the Saints, I think, would be most willing to part with if the compensation were fair and right.
Oh, that little caveat at the end. I'm very familiar with that useless phrase as a fantasy player.
That guy's 100% getting traded. Rashid Shaheed is getting traded. Well, I don't know that the Bills are going to be the team that pulls him into the boat, but the Saints are going to find something that meets whatever criteria Schefter is describing there.
But only for the right price.
Oh, sure. It's got to be the right price.
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
We'll find afterward what exactly that right price was, of course.
Yeah, right.
All along, they were looking for blank.
That's what they got.
And that's what they got. Here came the, you know, your team name here with that asset, and there you go. I would be stunned if that guy doesn't get traded. Shaheed.
I predict he will be also. I think a second is the very best the Saints would do.
Yeah.
A third is pretty good, I would say, for him.
Me too.
That's pretty good.
Me too.
But then, you know, with these draft pick trades, you can still ask yourself if it's worth it. I mean, in one school of thought, you just trade everybody and accrue 10 extra draft picks or something. Like, why stop at one? You're making this trade because your team is losing. You're actually better off if it loses more often. So, you know, anybody that's not going to be around, and if you're a team like that, you can justify not having literally anyone back. Why stop at one? But, you know, if it's a fifth, like this trade the Titans made yesterday, where they went from the sixth round to the fifth round, what's the point? Like, what's the value of that, really? It's not much. Your odds, your hit rate is going to be about the same once you get down to that point of the draft. So it's something. But I think you can get to a point where just why are we bothering to do this?
Like, right.
It's embarrassing to.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys traded Amari Cooper to the Browns, I think, for a sixth round pick. And that was laughed at. And then Amari Cooper got good again playing for Cleveland and like, wow, Dallas, great job. So, but you know, That was fair. Like, why would you even want a sixth-round pick? Like, mm-hmm. Just hold on to him. Let the season play out for a while before. Then there's the money. Like, you don't want to have to pay the player necessarily. Anyway, it's all obvious.
Yeah,
right?
And there is also, I think, probably something to be said for, depending on the guy, where he's at in his career, where is your team at? Like, let him go try to win something. Not that that was what Dallas was doing, trading him to Cleveland. I don't remember what everybody's records were at the time, but I think that can play into it. You know, that there's, you know, you want to have the reputation of doing right by your players. And when you can do that, you, I think, should try to do that. It should never be the thing that is the guiding principle, but, you know, if you can do a guy a solid, yeah, fine. I think you should. I think that can help you in future situations.
CJ's next. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen. I've been listening to most radio shows, meaning like the sister stations, Patriot Station, blase, blase. And I'm curious to know why everybody outside of our radio stations, as far as fans that call in, think the Bills don't need something big. We're all afraid that the Bills, like, will get Amari Cooper or what's a free agent, Tyler Lockett, or we got Gabe Davis in the back. That doesn't scare anybody to think, like, mm-hmm. oh, they fixed the offense. But is that enough to win a Super Bowl in a year where there's so much parity? We didn't know the New England Patriots were going to be this good. Nobody could tell me, hey, you know, the Colts are going to be an awesome team with Daniel Jones at quarterback. There's a lot more teams that we need to beat, and I don't think we have the horses to win a Super Bowl. To make the playoffs, yes, any receiver will help us to open it up like Amari Cooper did last year. But to win a Super Bowl, you need to get a guy like Diggs. Not for nothing. I know Diggs is like, I guess we don't have the cap to do certain things. I want us to do something special and just eat the money because we have the talent now and we don't have the time to keep wasting our team like we did when we wasted our defense. Let's not waste this offensive line. They're not going to be together next year.
Well, I don't know what people in other cities are saying about them. You claim to. Do they need something big? You also want to consider how much time they have here to acclimate someone new into the offense and have it get to a point where the guy is fully, you know, productive. And I think with wide receivers, that's a little bit of a process. I don't think it's maybe as much of one at other positions necessarily. I mean, you could talk me into something, you know? I mean, if there's an elite player and he's going to cost a one and the Bills can afford it financially, I probably would support it.
I 100% would. If that's Olave, if that's Jalen Waddle, again, affording it, like being able to fit it in right now and, you know, the future you can figure out. I don't know that all those things are the same. You know, like Olave's at a different point. Waddle's already got a contract extension. I feel like that almost might rule him out entirely at this point, given the cap room the Bills do not have. Whereas Olave is heading into a fifth-year option and is eligible for a new contract, you could maybe even do that right away and just change everything about what he's owed right now. Again, if you have the appetite for that, I'm all for going as big as is allowed. I mean, a first-round pick. I don't know that that's realistic. And again, like, the money has to work. That's why Shaheed, I think, will be very sought after, because a lot of contending teams do not have a lot of money. Like, I don't know everyone's, I could look, but sitting here just talking right now, I don't know everybody's cap situation, but Shaheed doesn't cost a lot. And I think a third should be, if they get a second for him, that would be stunning to me. I'm not saying I wouldn't pay it if that's what the market is telling you and you want to make a move and you want to win this race and keep him from going to some other contending team and have him on your team too. Okay, fine. But the money part of it and where he's at in his contract, like the commitment, it's really like renting a former 40-goal scorer or something and plopping on your hockey team at the trade deadline. You're renting him. You're just trying to get the most out of him. Hope he helps you here now. And the future is not really pertinent at all in making that move. It can be at a later date, but there's enough reason to do it just for now, I think. And I'd say the same thing about a bigger asset, too. But a bigger asset means probably you're tying yourself to someone longer term. You're not going to rent somebody for a first-round pick in the NFL.
No.
It just does not happen.
Let's hope not. Yeah. The last point I'd make to that is, if you're talking about a bigger trade, that's a long-term, that's a philosophical shift. I mean, that is the official end of the Everybody Eats era if they were to do something where somebody, a clear number one is brought in. I do not expect that to happen, but I don't think it's impossible. I think they should want to be aggressive, and maybe they are ready to change how they're perceived, how they play. Thanks, CJ. The Saints are turning to Tyler Shuck. That's actually how apparently he says his name. For his first NFL start this week, they play the Rams. He did get in relief their last game against Tampa. And even though he is a rookie, there are 12 starting quarterbacks in the league who are younger than he is. He comes in as the 13th youngest.
Including Josh Allen. No, that's not right. Sorry.
Not including Josh Allen. But I'm sure there are some, I don't have that list. I'm sure there are some interesting names on that list. Like, really? Darnold is really young, right? That's one that.
Yep.
Maybe he's not younger than this guy.
I don't think he is, but he was really young when he came in the league. That's for sure.
Darnold is younger than Burrow, I think. That's the one. And Kincaid is a year older than Kyle Pitts. Those right. are the only two things I know.
Right.
Also, I know this, and this is gonna upset people. So just, you've been warned.
Okay.
Me, for one. Mentalfloss.com for Halloween has published a map of the United States with each state's favorite candy. Most popular Halloween candy by state, based on the top uniquely popular candy purchases in the month leading up to and ending on Halloween in 2024.
We get candy corn, don't we?
No.
Thank God.
I guess it's better than that. It's funny because...
Anything would have to be better than candy maybe, corn, in my opinion.
Fine. Maybe. My friend that I went to Toronto with had a bag of this candy in his car, and he just accidentally dumped it all over the back seat. So we had Twizzlers all over his back seat of his car. Unfortunate. Mm. Twizzlers...
We're going with licorice here?
We are going with Twizzlers. Most popular Halloween candy by state. That's our favorite candy.
Everybody's grand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tampa vote. Like, what are we doing here?
Who is... Well, it's an outrage.
It is. it is. No.
It's an outrage. I'll give Washington State some credit here. Twix.
Respectable.
It's not the obvious like Reese Cups or Twizzlers.
I love a good Twix.
Yeah, fine. Good. Yeah.
Don't Twix. Not a fan Twix. Of the no, Twix is oh, there's Halloween candy left over. Good. I got some Twix. I stash this. This may or may not happen on a regular basis in my house. Let me stash this bag in the basement. So that the filthy animals don't go through it in like 3 days. And, you know, every now and then while I'm watching a hockey game at 9 o'clock at night, I got some Twix downstairs.
I'll eat a Twix.
I'm going to go get a little fun-sized Twix.
Fun-sized Twix.
Yeah.
Other popular candies by state. Reese Cups, might, I always say Reese Cups. I know I must be like a five-year-old saying it that way. They might be number one here, most states. Laffy Taffy, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska. Laffy Taffy, that's the best you can do. Sweet Smiles candy in the Southeast, never heard of it.
Here, have some candy. Hurt your teeth. Thanks.
That is the point of candy, though. Red Vines?
I don't even think I know what that is.
Montana, Idaho, Arizona. Favorite candy, Red Vines. Sweet Tarts. Sweet Tarts.
That's old school.
South Dakota, Oklahoma, what's that one? Utah and New Mexico. Sweet Tarts. I'm doing this, I'm identifying the states from memory, by the way.
Good job.
Nerds.
Come on.
Alaska.
Well, all right.
Well, I guess that makes sense. Because why would they have other candy in Alaska?
The truck doesn't make it up there that often. So he's got to live with nerds.
Nerds. Really? Alaska. Okay.
I can see it. I'll allow it.
Okay, sure. Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bar, the Carolinas. Snickers, California, Nevada, what's that one? Maryland. Maryland just sneaking in there with Snickers and a Reese's Cup world over there in the mid-Atlantic.
Well, they're trying to be different.
Airheads, did I mention that one yet?
No, you did not mention Airheads yet.
Massachusetts.
Wow.
I know. What's going on there?
Is this something where like the candy conglomerate wants all the candies to be mentioned so they all get a state maybe, or something? Because I don't know. This feels like participation trophies.
One more.
Nerds and Airheads, get out of here. Even Sweet Tarts. I mean, I like Sweet Tarts, but oh my God.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's like 1960.
That is fair. One more. I've never heard of this one. Trolley. Trolli. Texas and Georgia.
I don't know what that is.
Probably some kind of jerky-related candy.
Jerky-related candy.
Texas and Georgia. I don't know. Jerky. Jerky-related candy. Jerky-adjacent. I'm directionally accurate. Jerky adjacent. Florida, Skittles, your favorite.
I love Skittles.
How about Florida coming through to save the, saving the Republic?
Thank you. Thank you, Florida.
Florida
for a change.
For once, Florida here to save the Republic. Skittles
who'd have
is
thunk?
Its favorite candy. I know. Everybody has a day, you know. Everybody makes a run. Everybody makes a run. Florida, Skittles. All right, we're going to have to settle for Twizzlers. Also Twizzlers. Michigan, what's that one? Wisconsin, Illinois, and I think that's Missouri.
Oh, Twizzlers making a stand.
Twizzlers. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. The Sabres host Columbus tonight, pregame at 6. The game's at 6:45, early start. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.